This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. Pope Francis is back at the Vatican following his longest papal journey yet, 12 days to four countries in the Asian Pacific region. The trip began with a stop in Indonesia, then Papua New Guinea.
Pope Francis traveled to the remote town of Vanimo on Sunday, deep in the jungles of Papua New Guinea, to show his support for far-flung Catholic communities. He arrived on a C-130 transport plane operated by the Royal Australian Air Force, bringing with him a ton of medicines, clothing, and toys. About 40% of the country lives below the poverty line, and Vanimo has no running water and little electricity. Francis paid a visit to missionaries from his native Argentina who minister to the poor there. Ana Matranga, CBS News, Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea.
Next up, East Timor.
In a mass in the capital attended by an estimated 600,000 people, nearly half of East Timor's population, Pope Francis praised the country for its high birth rate, one of the highest in the world. The median age in East Timor is 20, and two-thirds of its population is under the age of 30.
The final stop of the long journey, Singapore.
Pope Francis celebrated the last mass of his landmark trip to Asia and the Pacific in Singapore's National Stadium on Thursday. Catholics are a small minority in Singapore. Earlier in the day, in a speech to politicians, the Pope praised the country for being a mosaic of ethnicities, cultures, and religions living together in harmony. He said other countries should follow Singapore's example of sustainable development and fighting climate change. He also urged the leaders of one of the world's richest countries to not forget the poor and said that migrant workers who make up about a sixth of Singapore's population should be paid a fair wage.
Perhaps the biggest story on the entire trip came on the flight back to the Vatican on Friday, with Pope Francis wading into the U.S. presidential election.
Pope Francis said U.S. voters must decide between the lesser of two evils when casting their ballots in November. Francis said abortion is assassination and turning away migrants is evil. Catholics must examine their consciences before voting, he said. Francis was speaking to reporters aboard the papal plane on the return flight from Singapore to Rome. Referring to Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, he said, "Who is the lesser of two evils, that lady or that gentleman? I do not know." Ana Matranga, CBS News, Rome.
The Vatican, meanwhile, has ruled on two more appeals made by local parishes trying to keep their doors open. The rulings came from the Vatican's Dicastery for the Clergy in the wake of decisions made by St. Louis Archbishop Mitchell Rosansky as part of the All Things New Parish Consolidation Plan. St. Bernadette Parish in Lima lost its appeal to the Vatican and must now officially fold into St. Mark's Parish in South County. The Dicastery also rejected the appeal made by members of St. Agnes Parish in Bloomsdale, which means that parish will no longer be on its own and must now officially take in members of nearby St. Lawrence Parish. A similar appeal by St. Lawrence members to remain on their own has not been ruled on yet. That's the last appeal left among affected parishes in the St. Louis Archdiocese. And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.